This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Professor John Yu at Berkeley, also a fellow at the Civitas Institute at the University of Texas, as well as AEI, commenting on the Chevron doctrine that has now been challenged and reversed by the Supreme Court, by the Roberts Court. There are more cases coming. Question is, does the administrative state have the final word in interpreting laws from Congress? John Yu speaks to it now, and we look forward to more clarity in the next court. More of this tonight.
John, this is terrible. You're stealing my next article idea. Darn it. But yeah, what's happened? Chevron's a total example of the Wilsonian, bureaucratic presidency. Congress writes a vague statute, like regulate the air in the public interest. And then the executive branch agencies, because they're experts, would say, okay, we think the public interest means more and more electric cars. And the courts under the Chevron doctrine used to just basically accept what the experts said. But just in the last Roberts term, 2 years ago, they issued a case called Loper-Bright. And in Loper-Bright, they said Chevron is over. Now the agencies have to act in a way that comports with the best reading of the statute. Now, the thing I was about to write about, Trump just issued an executive order saying, and executive branch agencies aren't going to follow Chevron anymore. Either you have to wait for greater direction from Congress. That could be a major revolution in the way the administrative state works.